most interesting of the latter was the annual senior pool assembly held in the auditorium. Another activity which was prominent throughout the first half of the year was football. We'll take you now from the auditorium of the Senior Queen Assembly to the football field one frosty Saturday in October. Win that game and many others during the football season. So many, in fact, they became co-champions of the Butler County League. Another sport which took the place of football later in the year was basketball.
Thank you. pictures and we do have sick, and the pictures to whom I'm so grateful, and whatever will get everything they did for me. Special thanks to Mr. Shivo, who helped me in many, many things. Remember that Mireya Sanchez in Ecuador will be thinking of you always and wishing to be here again. I wish you all the best of luck and may God bless you.
1963 saw the addition of a new wing to Knox High School. It also saw the addition and dedication of an organ, which was donated by a member of the community. Let's listen to a few selections played on that organ now by Janet Humes.
Because not only you,
per sala for all commercial students. Our senior year, purpose of education was summed up by three speeches. The first was given by Robert Steiner.
Welcome, Dr. Derrickson, Dr. Gamberoni, Mr. Fletcher, fellow students, and friends. Only the educated are free. Perhaps the Greek philosopher Epictetus was able to foresee the significance of education in maintaining freedom in the Judeo-Christian world of his own age. His teachings are said to more nearly approach the spirit of Christianity than any other of the ancient philosophers.
The second was given by Sarita Brookshire.
Fellow students, parents, faculty, and honored guests, speaking to you tonight is a privilege and an honor we will long remember. Education is a very important part of our everyday lives. Every person is educated in something every day. A Greek scholar.
By William Lane. Honored guests, fellow graduates, ladies and gentlemen. Throughout human history, one great struggle has been repeated. The struggle between champions of personal freedom and proponents of tyranny. Today's world is a studying paradox. Never have so many been free, and yet never has tyranny been so powerful. Thus, the year at Rock High School ended for the class of 1960.